Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, January the 26th, 2011. Following the arrests of Karim Saleh al-Tamimi and his brother Islam, the leader of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Nabi Sela, Bassam Tamimi, has been arrested on Wednesday, along with two 15-year-old boys. According to an eyewitness account, Tamimi was taken from his village at midday, only to be released 1 hour later. During the arrest and in the ensuing period, Tamimi was beaten by the Israeli military. The whereabouts of the two 15-year-old children are, as yet, unknown. On Tuesday, the Irish government announced its decision to upgrade the status of the Palestinian mission to the country, the official Palestinian representative office, to the level of an official embassy. This follows similar actions from Spain and France. The Israeli Foreign Ministry in Tel Aviv issued a statement expressing regret over the Irish decision and claimed that such a move, quote, does not help boost the peace process. Following the release of the so-called Palestine Papers by the Al Jazeera network, the Hamas movement in Gaza stated that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas does not represent the Palestinian people and is no longer authorized to negotiate with Israel on behalf of the Palestinians. Khalil El-Haya, a leader within the movement, stated that the Palestinian people must remove, quote, all leaders who are abandoning the Palestinian legitimate rights. Israeli daily Haaretz have reported that Yonah Avrushmi will be released from prison. Avrushmi was convicted in 1983 of throwing a grenade into an assembled group during a protest, resulting in the death of Peace Now activist Emil Grunzvig and injuring 9 others. Avrushmi was sentenced to life in prison, but the sentence was commuted to 27 years. Israeli state prosecution appealed the decision, but the Israeli High Court upheld it, deeming that Avrushmi posed no threat to the public. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and Zokaro Pahizia.